Blog Talk Radio.
He shot again, and once my friend felt that shot, he turned around and he put his hands in the earth, and he started to get down, but the officer still approached with his weapon drawn, and he fired several more shots.
Instantly, hundreds gathered, angered and saddened by what they call a complete overreaction by the officer. Now a family is demanding answers.
If there's no justice, there won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us let the struggle go. If there's no justice, there won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us make the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. If there's no justice, there won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us make the struggle go on. Struggle go, watch us let the struggle go. If there's no justice, there won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us make the struggle go.
Beautiful. I don't know if you can hear me right now or if my voice is strong enough to talk over this. It's almost over. It is almost over. And also, it's a petition gathering of the signatures. The grand jury petition that we, the people of Oklahoma, went before a judge to get. We're given 45 days to collect 5,000 signatures. I am proud to announce that those signatures were turned in today. 8,660. I wish I could have seen Sheriff Glenn's face when he heard they were turned in the number. This is true grassroots organization working for a common good, a common goal. And trust me, if our group can do this, whatever group you can put together is sure to be successful. All you have to do is have a common goal and not have anybody hold the purse strings and work together, use your resources. You know, go to public events, get signatures for whatever it is that there is a need for a grand jury petition. And when you go before the judge, in our case, it was a filing fee of $136. When you go before a judge, you need to have just cause for a grand jury petition. They will not just let anybody for any reason. Well, I guess I wouldn't just let anybody, I'm thinking of my group. We're very human. Let me say that. We are very human. But it's been like a family. So it's on to the next petition, which is medical marijuana for Oklahoma. The preliminary hearing for Robert Bates starts July 2nd. This is to decide if there should be a trial. I mean, I can't even get my words out. I want to curse. I really want to curse. Just the thought of them saying that there's not a need for a trial. Just the thought of it. Just the thought of it. So, Robert Bates will get his day in court, even though Eric Harris did not. He was murdered, allegedly, I guess I should say. But the video does not lie. The video does not lie. So in his own words, he's admitted to killing Eric Harris. It's just a matter of perspective. You know, is it justified homicide when he's down on the ground on his stomach with a hand behind his back? Is that justified homicide, I ask you? I'm asking you. I need an answer, even though I have one of my own. I'm going to take a break because I haven't told anybody I was going to do a show tonight. And I do have an illness, and it showed its head last night, so my voice is really, really rough. So I'm going to play Lauryn Hill. No, I'm not going to play that one. I can play Ice Cube, but then there's a lot of cursing in that. Even though it's good, it's good. I'm going to play Tracy Chapman. I want to just, there's been too much hurt lately. And I do want to touch on the Charleston, the AME. It's more than a tragedy. And I have my thoughts on that. But I will talk about forgiveness. People have questions how they could forgive them so easily. I believe that forgiveness is the greatest power you can have. It's a great power. Forgiveness truly does not absolve that other person. It does not change that other person. What it can do, change your life. Makes it easier to let go of pain and not to live in the pain of yesterday, which is heartbreaking for some. So let's listen to Tracy Chapman, Let It Rain. Just a little bit of it. I can't play the whole song.
Let it rain as I walk these streets unknown to no one name, not even myself. When I'm low, give me hope that help is coming when I need it most. Give me hope.
I gotta stop this one before it goes on too far. That was a portion of a song called Let It Rain by Tracy Chapman. And I like her songs as well. They're full of inspiration and hope and joy and pain and all wrapped up in one. So, anyway, so they turned in the petition today, and it was so exciting. I enjoyed it very much. I just put a link for if they want to call in and listen, and if you want to call in and talk, that's fine. If you want to call in and talk, I'm not even for sure if my show is going live on Blog Talk Radio. I have no idea. Or Spreaker. Going to simulcast in a short while on both venues. So, and I like this feature of the phone number, but, well, on to new beginnings, shall we? Making sure that I spelled everything right. Looking at my description. Let me take a look at my chat room. I did open it. Let's see if anybody's straggled in. See, I don't have a consistent... Oh, great. I had to reopen it. I don't have a consistent time frame that I have my show on. So it's kind of hard for people to know. Like, she's on now. She was on for 2 hours. It's almost over, you know. But really, I'm getting to the point where I don't want to do this anymore. I just don't have the energy and I have other things I need to take care of. I used to be able to be super mom and do everything. But it is with great joy that, you know, at least towards the end of this, I know this petition's been done and that everything this grassroots group could do, they have done. You know, I'm sure they're, with this grand jury petition, they're going to question every single signature. Now, I do believe there is a, somebody in the group can correct me if I'm wrong. Sorry, just one moment. You know, that they were able to seal the signatures where they could not be released to the public or whatever they can do with that to intimidate the people who did sign. I'm very relieved about that. My understanding is that they were talking about doing that, and I think they did it, but last night was a little rough, so I'm going to take another break. So I need to rest a second. And I want you to hear this. No, I want to talk. I want to talk about Charleston and what I really think of it. If you want to call in and chat about it and tell me your thoughts, what is your human experience about it? You know, they keep talking about racism, but I think this is more than just racism. I think this is elitism, which is even much darker because there's no defining boundaries. When it comes to being an elitist, a racist, you know, it's based on a racial construct that they have in their mind, that one race is better than the other. Really, there's only one race, the human race. You know, and I used to think of that race was an identity one could have, and I don't think that's true anymore. You could say your heritage, what part of the world you come from. What is your human experience? Because you're more than just a small defining sliver of a shade of humanity. You know, I think about when I was being raised and my father for a time in his life had worked with the NAACP. I was born in, well, I can't tell you that. I can't reveal too much information, right? But there was a time where my family was split up because it was too dangerous to be with my father. You know, and how strong the racial divide was there. And we're talking about boundaries. And I want to talk about boundaries because I think it's healthy to talk about boundaries. Boundaries define you. They let you know who you are. If you let someone else define your boundaries for you, they become restrictions. I'm a firm believer in that. I remember as a child being taught that there was 37 different shades of black, or blackness, or race, the term back then. And he said blackness. That it was a spectrum. And not one drop mattered. And that we were all the same. We all felt pain. We felt joy. I remember those things. Then he worked for an oil company. And everything changed. The oil companies. I have to be careful what I say. See, that's... I have to be careful what I say so often as to not offend this group or that group, or, you know, letting me have my own private world. You know, maybe that's what oppression is. You have to be careful. You know, the walking on eggshells theme. You have to be better than the rest. I have to tell my children that they have to be better than the rest for them to receive recognition, for them to receive the scholarships. You have to be better. My children are biracial. So that does not mean that they're African American. One's Latino and one's Native American. Half, more than half. But today's world is so different. And I think today's world does not have the boundaries that are healthy. Now we have elitism. Elitism, my understanding of it, and correct me if I'm wrong, or you see it a little bit different, you help me see it better. I mean, who knows? My understanding of elitism is religion, social status, racial status, the have-nots, the haves, you know, whatever it is that they feel they have an edge on someone else. That's elitism. In politics, you see it all the time. And in the church, you see it quite often. Well, I wouldn't do that. You've heard those phrases. You know, or I can't be a racist. Well, you can certainly be a bigot. You can be an elitist and not be a racist. I think being an elitist is a lot worse. At least I know what you are when you're a racist. You know, if you defend your boundaries, you know, and live within them, the possibilities are endless. You know, I watch CNN sometimes, and there's this one guy on there, and he's very emotional. It's almost as if he lives without boundaries. And when he has a guest on, and they're more like a broadcast journalist than he is, I mean, we have to question our society. I don't get it. Fanning the flames. We need healing right now, is what I look at it. And when I see this 21-year-old man, I mean, he's not a boy. I know he looks like a boy. But what if he was 6'2 and 220? I think we'd look at him a lot different, don't you? The size, you know. But anybody can pull a trigger. Anybody. But I don't see anybody who's called in, and that's fine. I just wanted to talk about, just touch on what I think about Charleston and what's happened there. I think a group... See, a group that doesn't want to get their hands dirty, this is what they do. It's kind of like a woman, too. I mean, I have friends that have done this. You know, you find someone that's crazier than you, and that's not too difficult to do, especially these days. You kind of whisper things in their ear. You kind of seduce. Like, yeah, they're taking over, aren't they? Look what's happened to your world. If it was 30 years older, younger, or... 30 years ago, they probably said something like this, that he would have had a decent job, he would have had a house. I mean, I could almost hear the words that were said to this man growing up, as he's becoming a young man, when he's a man, and that you got to do something for your country. You got to protect your family, protect the women in your family. Somebody or a group of people has whispered into this man's ear. And I wonder where they're at. I understand there's been a number of churches that have received bomb threats. And there's chatter in these hate groups. There's a lot of chatter right now. And we need to be diligent. Love will win. And hatred will not. That love is stronger. So, Tulsa, we've had a system set in place at the Sheriff's Department basically since 1921 that has been cruel, where there's been different levels of malfeasance, fraud, human rights violations, and out-and-out murder, where they just refuse to call the ambulance because it's neater and cleaner if they do not have a witness that can testify to mistakes that either the sheriff has made, the deputies, the majors. And the same can be said true of the other entity in Tulsa, which I won't talk about, but, you know, and they are far more educated and there's less problems. There's a lot less problems with the Tulsa Police Department. So, in my opinion, this is my opinion. This is not the opinion of we, the people of Oklahoma. It's not the opinion of that. But I can't wait for the system to change. And I personally have an expectation that things will change. I know somebody's laughing at me right now. You're laughing. But we've used the grand jury process. And that's what was made available to us, what we had at our recourse. So what happens, happens. And we'll continue to let people in the media, the AP, the BBC, know what is going on. For instance, a preliminary hearing of Robert Bates, July 2nd. We'll see what happens from there. And from the time, understandings from today, starting on Monday, the judge that receives this grand jury petition will have 30 days to decide if there is good cause to proceed with a grand jury investigation. Even though we got all these signatures, he could still say no. He could still say no. There are obvious problems with the reserve deputy program within the Tulsa Sheriff Department. There are obvious problems with the behavior, the lack of integrity of Sheriff Glanz. And that's my opinion of Sheriff Glanz, lack of integrity, human rights violations. From what I understand, based on the information, he's threatened to sue we the people for all sorts of things. Yeah. Truth is the best defense, though. Abraham Lincoln was often quoted saying that the truth was the best defense. And I believe he was right. I do. Let's see. There's no one on the... Let me refresh my page. And I'm going to go ahead and play a song. Let's see. What should I play? Well, I'm going to go back in time and... No. I'm going to play, it's a song by Gage, G-A-G-E, I Am Mike Brown. And if you go to that on YouTube, on their official channel, it will say free download if you want to use it for your podcast. Just a heads up.
You took my son away from me. You know how hard it was for me to get him to stay in school and graduate. You know how many black men graduate? Not many. Because you bring them down to this type of level where they feel like they don't got nothing to live for anyway.
Usually I might clown, but right now, this one's for Mike Brown, so pipe down. We gotta stop all the rioting in the streets. We ain't doing nothing but proving we animals to police. Another chance.
as another mother cries. Another neighborhood left with a whole bunch of wives. Why did they pursue him? Why they have to shoot him? But I don't think that the answer is everybody looting. But forget that cop, he deserves state time. They let Zimmerman off, this cop ain't learned from Trayvon. I'm just sitting here dropping a little tear of knowledge. Cause Mike Brown ain't even lived to see a day at college. He would've started soon, it has an empty seat in class. All because of these demons hiding behind a bag. So screw that bag, screw your protection. And screw that law, carry your weapon. But some of these stores y'all looting is black owned. I know it's for a cause, but some of them still have families at home. It's not a black or white thing, it's about abusing the law. I can't imagine Dorian's face when he saw Mike fall. My tears wetting the page while I'm writing this. I know y'all so in tune, if you not, why you fighting it? Just let go, let your heart beat and never lose control. And God rest his soul, cause I am Mike Brown. I am Mike Brown, he represents us all. We from a similar town, walk them similar streets. We got similar police, so how I know I ain't gonna end up under a similar sheet. So I am Mike Brown, cause I'm out here with my homie. I'm just walking my block, man, everybody know me. So I am Mike Brown, I am Mike Brown, I am Mike Brown, homie, I am Mike Brown, I am Mike Brown.
He shot again, and once my friend felt that shot, he turned around and he put his hands in the air, and he started to get down. But the officer still approached with his weapon drawn, and he fired several more shots.
I am Mike Brown, I am Sean Bell. I am Larry Davis bleeding in my dingy cell. I am Angelo Clark, I am Oscar Grant. I am Dante Price doing what you others can't. I am Bo Morrison, Melvin Lawhorn. I am the voice of these people cause they are long gone. Let's go behind the badge, fall behind the beat. Behind the politics, they wonder why we don't trust police. They wonder why we carry nines on us. They look for drugs but shoot for anything they find on us. I am Justin Sitt, fighting for my life kicking. Slowly dying cause police said I look suspicious. We are all of these people in so many ways. I am Raymond Island, left to die for 2 days. I just bought a new hoodie, guess I'm Trayvon. I am Dwayne Brown, lay down, try not to die. All the halls, I feel my heart beating slow and listen. And all you dealing with is maybe you gonna lose your pension. You might not notice this, but this the new form of lynching. I got my hands up, but still I see that cop inching. The mystery of this, I think I never know. Why they had to shoot him down, couldn't just let him go. The mystery of this, I think I never know. Why they had to shoot him down, couldn't just let him go. I am Mike Brown, I am Mike Brown. He represents us all, we from a similar town. Walk them similar streets, we got similar police. So how I know I ain't gonna end up under a similar sheet. So I am Mike Brown, cause I'm out here with my homie. I'm just walking my block, man, everybody know me. So I am Mike Brown, I am Mike Brown.
Away from me, you know how hard it was for me to get him to stay in school and graduate. You know how many black men graduate? Not many. Because you bring them down to this type of level where they feel like they don't got nothing to live for anyway. They're gonna try to take me out anyway.
We are Mike Brown. 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 We are.
I am having such a good time. Oh, my gosh. I'm looking at a picture. And it's from Tulsa, Oklahoma. At the, I think, election board? No. I'll have to read more where they went to turn it in. This woman. Here's this one guy smiling ear to ear. I mean, this is joy. This is finally. We have our day. And this lady's like, you were serious. You were serious. It was pretty cool. Let's see here. I gotta roll up. I know what. I'll just go to the page. There is a We the People page on Facebook. We'll take a look at that. Let's see, Channel 6 did a piece. I'll have to get that. I'll play some of these tomorrow. It's 8,865 signatures turned in today by We the People, Oklahoma, and petition for the grand jury for investigation of the Tulsa County Sheriff's Office and Sheriff Glenn. Wow. Where was it turned into? I didn't say where it was turned into. And there's a quote by Ronald Reagan, which says, government's first duty is to protect the people, not ruin their lives. Well, looks like Fox 23 was there. They've been pretty good. Aw, self-care activists, eat regularly, take time for yourself, drink water, surround yourself with supportive people, take breaks from social media, that's true. Get sleep. That's very important. It's very important. Let's see here. Ugh, that shooter. You know, that is a very good question. Someone had posted an article talking about shooters of color are called terrorists and thugs. Why are white shooters called mentally ill? You know, that's a very good point. Goodness. Oh, this is a good one from the Tulsa World. We the People, Oklahoma, cites threats and asking to keep signatures on the sheriff's office petition. Waiting for it to pull up, but they're wanting to keep them private so they will not have risk of being pulled out by the police, or sheriff's department, rather. Oh, that's kind of cool. I'm sorry, I'm getting distracted so easy. Oh, wow. Let's see, it happened again. I really need to go to sleep and rest some more, so to get ready for tomorrow. But looking at the article from Tulsa World, I can read portions of it, but not the whole thing legally. Says area of inquiry for grand jury. The petition requests that grand jury probe 20 areas of interest, including where a gun buy sting operation in a public location near elementary school with children within view puts the public at risk. And the fifth grade class did see the shooting, by the way. Their second point on this list is whether reserve deputies, including Robert Bates, were trained and whether they were qualified to serve on special units. Let me also point out that the gun that was used to kill Eric Karras was not even registered with the Sheriff's Department. It was a .357 Magnum, not registered to the Sheriff's Department, as you should if you're a reserve deputy. It just happened to be an extra gun he had laying around in his vehicle, which he grabbed on the way out. Okay. The third point, whether the sheriff's office instituted and encouraged a buy-a-badge program in its reserve ranks. Well, yeah, they did. Fourth, they have listed that the relationship between gifts, donations, and contributions to the sheriff's department program. Well, I think I've talked a lot about that. The last one on this list was whether Sheriff Stanley Glanz has maintained records as required or has made it impossible for the office to comply with the Open Records Act. Oh, my gosh. Oh, see, this is lack of integrity that I was talking about. And we can go more in detail at this another time. But I do want to talk about, and I've heard the discussion within the last week about this within the group, where they cited threats and filing a motion Wednesday to shield the public eye, to shield from public eye the signatures on a petition being circulated to impanel a grand jury investigation. So they wanted to protect the people that signed the petition. And I think this speaks very well of We the People, Oklahoma. Mark Lewis said that petition volunteers and signers have been threatened. This is true. Like I said, the discussion I've heard this week. And he recalled a specific incident where the police were summoned to escort a man away from a site where he had been harassing each signer. Let me tell you what it's like for this petition. We set up a site on an area where the business says, yes, you can sign up here or it's public property. The sheriff's department, will they have SUVs, will set up camp across the street. I remember this one. It was in North Tulsa, and it was in a parking lot where we were at, public parking lot. And they set up across at the Walgreens parking lot. They backed up into it, and they're watching us. Wow. I have no idea what they're going to do next. And there's been some things that have happened. It definitely has been harassment. He has. Lewis also pointed to the sheriff's office spokesman, Terry Simonson. Remember the guy who the mayor had to fire because he was trying to get his son on the police department, like really pushing his son through? Yeah, that guy. So, Mark Lewis, of course, he pointed to the statement, that Simonson statement, that Sheriff Stanley Glanz is prepared to file libel or slander lawsuits over allegations in the petition. I mean, he's got no protection at all. I mean, the only thing he has left is threats. That's all he's got. I think it's crazy. I mean, he's a public figure. Of course we can criticize. And I think as citizens, we need to look at the people that are governing over us. Let me take a look at my studio and see if anybody's called in. Nah, I didn't think so. I've only been on for about 40 minutes, and I really need to take another break. You know what? I think I'm going to play some information from the rally. Now, this is Rodney Walker's mama, and she was at this Saturday rally that we had, and thanking everybody that they're having this rally, that we were having conversations, we were having groups meet together, and to talk about dynamics and all sorts of things. It was a wonderful, there was music, there was performers, there was a song, Glanz has Gotta Go. I liked that one. And I was homesick. But let's listen to what Rodney Walker's mama had to say.
I was going to write a little something to say, but I just wanted to say I just thank God for everybody that's out here today. Amen. I had been thinking about, I told Rodney and many other people that I seen myself marching somewhere. 15 years ago, God showed me and my husband marching down the street. I didn't know, and somebody confirmed that and said that we had signs up and they couldn't see what signs it was. And I was like, I don't understand that. I didn't know that my son would have to leave for me to be out here doing what God called me to do right now. Yeah. I just thank God for being out here. This is life-changing for me. Yeah. Right here, this is life-changing. I know that Rodney had to go. Rodney was a good boy. I had him when I was 15 years old, but he was never arrested for anything. Right. He never was arrested for any domestic violence. They said that he beat a girl, brutally beat her. We have pictures of the girl. Still, from the day that he died on up until now, she never had a spot on her. She could have been mistaken for white. We never knew what happened to the guy. They never told us anything. It was hard to even get his property or anything. He worked down at the Williams BOK building for almost 5 years. And he called me every single day, so I still look for those phone calls. And I just thank God, you know, because I didn't know that this was even going on. I said, I got to get a part of the movement. Yeah. I even bought one of your t-shirts because I was like, yeah, kill racism, not me. And I just know, you know, that Martin Luther King had a dream a long time ago. We are the product of that dream. Now we get to carry that torch. And I said the other day, I said, God put it on my heart that we not only put down the torch, but we just threw it away. Mm-hmm. You know, and now we're getting back out here. I just thank God for this. I'm just going to keep praying. I prayed before I came. Now, I brought the Ten Commandments with me because I didn't bring my Bible today, but the commandment number 6 says, thou shalt not kill. Uh-huh. Thou shalt not kill. And we finally got the medical examiner's report back after almost 3 months. I had to keep calling and harassing them at the medical examiner's office. They would not release the record. They just kept saying, it'll be just a little while. It'll be. So when I finally got it, I said, it better say something right here. It better say it, because I did not know. I didn't even want to look at my son. He was 23 years old and getting ready to enroll back into classes. He was a good boy. They portrayed him as being a monster, beating on. So when the detectives came out to my house that night, when I just dropped, I couldn't even move. And they began to tell me what my son had did, why this man that was down here for a Garth Brooks concert had stopped seeing and said that he's seen an altercation and killed my son. One of the shots hit him from behind. My son was not a violent man. He may have had a gun. I told him, I said, Rodney, you don't need a gun. He said, but Mom, I said, Rodney, if your life is going to be taken, a gun is not going to protect you. And I still stand firm on that. I believe that that man was cowardly and he was scared.
That's right.
So he fought. And so after they said all of these things, that he was beating this, and he's had a standoff with the man, this off-duty veterans officer, police officer, or whatever he was. They couldn't even get that straight. And then he said, well, it appeared that he was about to pull a weapon. So he opened fire and shot 8 shots, said my son, and hit him 3 times. So all I have left is his high school diploma, because I made sure he graduated. Yes, he graduated.
That's good.
It's not like he was out here killing people and beating on people. And I have women, so many young ladies, willing to testify to his character that would tell you and tell anybody that he was not a violent young man.
Yeah.
He was not. These boards right here that I have is full of his coworkers that he worked with for almost 5 years, saying good things about him, his smile, his fist pops, and everything else, how he encouraged people. So when I didn't know it, he was out here doing what I had taught him to do. A long time ago, the devil tried to stop me from talking. Don't talk anymore. You see, you're the enemy now. God said, keep talking. You're not talking to him, to his flesh. You're talking to his spirit. And I didn't know that his life would be taken away at 23, but I thank God I got him prepared, because I know he's in heaven. I thank God for all of y'all, and God bless y'all.
Amen.
So that was the mother of Rodney Walker. Doesn't she sound wonderful? Well, I wanted to come out here and at least make the announcement about the petition being turned in and what some of the reasons that they had for the petition. Let me take a look back at that article. And let's see here. I think I lost it. Oh, there it is. All right. Mark is tired. He said, it's been a pretty rough ride. He's really, really tired at this point. He's worked so hard this week. I really admire and think he's done such a great job. And I think he needs to be applauded, Mark Lewis of We the People Oklahoma. The group is wanting more transparency, as the article states, and this is very much true. We've had many discussions about true transparency in Tulsa. How do we get it? How do we ask for it? How do we make changes? Because we cannot stay at the same point that we're at right now. So they have done everything they could to make a difference, and now it's up to the judge. It's up to the judge. Oh, man. I'm sorry, I'm reading something here. I see. Yeah, the lawsuit. I'm so tired of hearing that lawsuit, that they're going to sue us. I mean, come on. Come on. Okay. I'm just going to stop looking at it, right? That's what I'm going to do. Go back to my studio. It's just me. Let me refresh it, because sometimes there'll be callers. But I haven't really promoted this show. I'm going to do more tomorrow, and I'm going to have to rest. I would like to go to the vigil, which is held at a number of different churches throughout Tulsa for Charleston. I think that's the right thing to do. So, okay, it's just me. I think I'm going to make this a really, really short show, and I apologize, but I need to rest. Looking at what we could play. One moment. Guess I could have played some background music. Well, I think we're going to listen to Fire the Police by Soul DJ Payne. It's a good song. It has some graphic words into it. If you're sensitive or if you're under the age of 18, I ask that you stop listening to this podcast at this time, as this song will have some graphic material in it. But it certainly has heart. And lyrics like these are from the heart. And they're real. So I think it deserves some time. I cannot play the whole song, but I can play a part of it. Thank you for listening. Let me take a look at my chat. And I saw that article that you put there, the one from OETA about the... Well, I guess I can make one of the statements, right? I got a link here from OETA, and it's what some of the pastors have released statements regarding Charleston. And this one I'll speak out about. It's from the Reverend Bill Lamar, pastor at Metropolitan AME Church of Washington, D.C. And this is what he states. We are not surprised by this act of evil. This is Rosewood. This is the destruction of Tulsa's Black Wall Street. This is the burning of Black Wilmington, North Carolina. This is Emmett Till all over again. We are not surprised. We must remember our history and know that it is not past. We must live in the America that is, not the America that will be talked about in a few days on July 4th. We must marshal our resources to develop a new narrative in our world and nation. The narrative of redemptive violence is bankrupt. Violence will not beget tranquility. War will not beget peace. America is drenched in the blood of those conquered, slaughtered, and enslaved to make this a great nation. Are we willing to pay the price to be truly free? Are we willing to redistribute wealth and power? Are we willing to extinguish the flame of white supremacy? And that is the end of this quote. And on OETA or PBS, there's some other statements like from the Bishop Fishtant. McKenzie Bishop, the African Methodist Episcopal Church, the AME Church. And it's kind of a lengthy one. It's interesting. I like the Reverend John Foster of Atlanta, the Big Bethel Church, senior pastor. I've always liked his words. But if you want to go see the rest of them, that's where you can find it, in PBS. All right. Let me go ahead and close that out. I could say more. I'm going to check my chat again, make sure there's not any responses. I thank you for listening. I think it's good to know that we should not live in the pain of yesterday, but we should heed the lessons of yesterday. I think there's a difference between living in the past and learning from the mistakes and changing our mindsets, changing our world perspective view. It takes time to do that, and we've had generations of time. We need to push harder. We certainly do. I have a cousin. Her name is Frieda Utley, U-T-L-E-Y, Frieda, F-R-E-D-A. And she had a book that she had written. It was published in 1949. She was a little bit different. I want to read a quote from it. Let me look it up real quick. The Violence of Vengeance was the name of the book. And she had been a communist. She was there with the labor back in the 20s. Her and her Jewish husband went to Russia, and they became communists. He was killed in the Arctic Circle. There was a concentration camp in the Arctic Circle. He had led a hunger strike. He was lined up against a wall. He was made to turn around, and they shot him in his back. She was fortunate enough to put her maiden name for the son's name and get back to England. And after the Second World War, she wrote this book. It's called The Violence of Vengeance. And it's a really good read. You can get it on PDF on the internet. She had written Japan's Feet of Clay, which she was talking about the Japanese people misinterpreting their class system. And there's some, it's not the most factual. But The High Cost of Vengeance, that's what it is. The High Cost of Vengeance from 1949, you know, talks about crimes against humanity. And she's talking about Eisenhower and the German people, about the other side of the war that no one ever hears about. And there's so many different sides that we never hear about. And she wrote this. A thoughtful American professor who I met in Heidelberg expressed the opinion that the United States military authorities, on entering Germany and seeing the ghastly destruction wrought by our obliteration bombing, were fearful that knowledge of it would cause a revulsion of opinion in America and might prevent carrying out of Washington's policy for Germany by awakening sympathy for the defeated and realization of our war crimes. This, he believes, is the reason why a whole fleet of aircraft was used by General Eisenhower to bring journalists, congressmen, and churchmen to see the concentration camps, the idea being that the sight of Hitler's starved victims would obliterate consciousness of our own guilt. Certainly, it worked out that way. And the reason why I'm talking about that, that's from page 183 from her, The High Cost of Vengeance, printed in 1949. You can get that free on the internet. It's a really good read. It's a slow read, though. The reason why I'm mentioning this, the propaganda that our news stations are bought, they want you to feel a certain way. That's why they have people like Don, I'm not going to say his last name, on CNN, that's very emotional, instead of having clearly defined boundaries. You know, we need to move on from this. We need to heal. We need to talk about it for an extended amount of time. Certainly, we should not stop talking about it tomorrow. The healing should still happen. But going on and on about a outdated judge's statement, I don't think that's helping. You know, talking about how we can change things, how we can do things differently, you know, how we can stop being elitist. We are a elitist nation. And these are my thoughts. These are not the thoughts of we, the people of Oklahoma. I want to make that clear. But I'm ill, and I'm dying. And maybe I just have a different perspective at this point in my life. I think I have a different perspective. We grow up in many different types of families. Some are filled with love and some are filled with hate. And we have to find ourselves. I think America has all these families. And America was born out of slavery, out of genocide, out of hatred and death. How do we turn that around and make America a family of loving people? I live in a state. Do you understand that Oklahoma is number one in the world for female incarceration? Not only are they taking the fathers away from the children, but the mothers. There is nothing left for the children of Oklahoma. And if there's nothing left for the children of Oklahoma, there's nothing left for the rest of the nation. We have been number one in the world for female incarceration, I believe, for, what is it, 2-3 years? You would think something like Saudi Arabia, Rwanda, South Africa, is where there has been genocide. Okay, Saudi Arabia, there hasn't been genocide. Well, you know, we're bled. I've heard bad stories about it. I don't know if you have, but in countries that we think of as oppressive, we would think you could find that they're number one in the world for female incarceration. But no, it's in our heartland. We need to wake up. We need to change things. We need to make an investment in our education instead of our prisons. What is wrong with us? Are we living in the past? Are we living in the past where we had that genocide? Where it was indeed that only one lighter skin tone was better than others. What was it? Well, I'm going to end with a song because I'm feeling ill.
Oh, they're shooting. Of course they are. The state law says their life is worth more than yours. Oh, they're shooting back. What did you expect? Let's get it straight, I don't like to stay. Hard to trust the law if you're talking about change. My president is black, my enemy wears blue. All my other enemies wear suits. They hide in boardrooms where the world dominate. Men in blue with guns and badges keep the real loot to save. Record court settlements for these black lives stolen. To them it's Trump change and pay it forward to the prison. Justice ain't real, it's just mass incarceration. The new Jim Crow got his own Fox station. They say calling out your foes, man, it's too divisive. As if some stormtroopers swinging club ain't divisive. Come on. Fire every cop, we don't need them. You the only thing standing between me and my freedom. I don't got a rap or clean the sewers once a week. Grow my own food, visit my neighborhood. They shake it down for tax revenue and a bonus. When they legalized pot, they moved on to the homeless. At a friend's funeral, he was trying to unwind. They shot Ryan wrong Keo 12 times. That's the modus operandi. They'll kill you over oxys, loosies, candies. Use a deadly force, it ain't understood. Every cop that does the job should wear an executioner hood. Let me break it down, a cop can handcuff you and empty the chamber. All they need to know is that get out of jail, man. Because my life is in danger, my life is in danger. If I'm cops or on the street, then your life is in danger. You can put a camera on them, it's lipstick on a pig. Shouldn't call them pig. Most oppressed species is a pig. You missed the point. Talking demilitarize the police. They ain't running us over with Humvees. You can film them, maybe you can sue them. They ain't never gonna get what they got coming to them. Saying I for an eye, leave everyone blind. We get beat our whole lives. My side is mostly one eye. Darren Wilson did his job. Grand jury played the role. What we need is so much more than killing cops on death row. No justice, no Christmas, black bodies in coffins in prison. You talking about healing, but you can't dress the bandage unless you can see where the wound is. Oh, they shooting. Of course they are. The state law says their life is worth more than y'all's. Oh, they shooting back. What did you expect? Oh, they shooting. Of course they are. The state law says their life is worth more than y'all. Oh, they shooting back. What did you expect?
Tell them never really never had a gun. Then I tell them never really never had a gun. Then I tell them never really never had a gun.
And I looked down my barrel of my gun and I fired.
Then I tell them never really never had a gun.
The reason I have to be conscious is because I know I did my job right. Something you think that will always haunt you? I don't think it's haunting. It's always going to be something that happened.
All right, I'm feeling a little bit better now. But I was looking at what's live right now on the stream. And I don't get this. I can't say the, you know, blacks are forgiving their God. WTF, part two. Why should forgiveness make them so upset? Because it's for the person who's giving the forgiveness It's not for that person who's supposed to receive the forgiveness. It's for the person who says, I forgive you. It changes everything for them. Having done this myself after a great harm, it lifted such a burden. It was completely off my shoulders. It freed me. And who wants to be in bondage to hate? Choose love. Choose life, not death, so that you and your children shall live. You know, it's about choosing love, choosing life. It has nothing to do with the man who offended so greatly, where he took human life. So let me take a look over here. I think I may have a way to get some more people in. A lot of them are over there just yelling at each other, I'm certain. Let me get this. Pomegranate blueberry juice. Blueberries are really good for you. They're very good for your memory, which I ate a whole bunch earlier this week. You know what? The next 2 days, I had better memory. Nice and cold. So, let me take a look over here. I'm just looking at all these shows, and I like the real side, by the way. I'll talk about shows I like. The Pine Ridge Warriors. They're really good. Of course, they're from the Pine Ridge Reservation. My mic came unplugged. They're from the Lakota tribe. And I'm going to have to plug in my computer. I guess I really will end it now. So let's see here. Get my voice to work. Listen to this one. Just give me a minute and I'll have the charger back in the laptop.
Right. My brothers and sisters, we have to put a stop to this. And it will never be stopped until we stop it ourselves. They attack the victim. And then the criminal who attacked the victim accuses the victim of attacking him. Yes, sir. This is American justice. Yes, sir. This is American democracy. And those of you who are familiar with it know that in America, democracy is hypocrisy.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm wrong, put me in jail.
Join them. Dear America.
By the system I was raised, same system that enslaved us and took us out the world. Same system I was trained to put my hand across my heart and pledge allegiance to the bird. Same system that made me sing the national anthem while the fucking flag had. Same system that acclaimed innocent lives, but rock ain't made shit change. Nigga, fuck this shit, I won't budge. Shit, I won't budge. They say Rosa Parks sitting on the wrong bus. And now the Malcolm X is gone, I guess it's on us. Fuck the cops, they gon' kill us and then charge us.
Charge us.
Charge us. They gon' charge us. Put that fucking badge out and say it's all love.
Yeah.
Then I got 6 warning shots to my heart, lung, face, neck, cough, blood. I can say we all thugs. I guess we all thugs. Ever since the Watts riot, motherfuckers wanna try it. Said they was all quiet till they crossed us. Out shot to keep a talking, nigga, do something. Nigga, prove, son. So much drama, I done got the fucking goosebumps. Word down to Ferguson and murdering the youth, young. What the fuck is new, son? This shit gon' make me lose, bro.
Shit gon' make me lose.
This a war, we won't back down.
Never.
Fuck this country, we ain't treat it fair.
Fuck.
I should burn a fucking flag down.
Shit.
Yeah, I should burn a fucking flag down. Bunch of victims lash out, they have no clue.
No clue.
But if I protest, then they gon' put me in a stretcher, gun me down while my hands up, screaming, don't shoot, motherfucker, don't shoot. System I was raised, same system that just killed Mike Brown over there.
Shit.
same system that just slays Sean Bell, Trayvon, Eric Gardner with a
sure shot.
The same system that go lie just to cover up the crime, quick to send us to the grave. The same system that'll claim innocent lives, but Rock ain't made. Shit change, nigga, fuck this shit, I won't buy. I won't budge. They say I'm a tail whistle, that's the wrong slut. And now the Martin Luther gone, guess it's on us. But the cops, they gon' kill us and then charge us. They gon' charge us. Pull that fucking badge out, leave a nigga passed out. Clap, clap, 20 shots to my heart, lungs, face, neck, car, pride. All I do is cross us. Living in the projects and we all thugs. Now they snatching through my pockets, won't treat me like a hostage. Trying to get us on my conscience like a broad does. If they catch me looking wrong, I'm a rebel though. If I got my hoodie on, I'm a criminal. If I got my hands up, that means I probably got a weapon. If they kill me, then I guess that means that it was an exception. Man, that bullshit's the worst. It's a war, we won't back down. So tell the government to kiss my ass. I should burn a fucking flag down. Yeah, I should burn a fucking flag down. We were forced to surrender, they have no clue. But if I protest, then they gon' put me in a stretcher, gun me down with my hands up, screaming, don't shoot, motherfucker, don't shoot.
Why do you have a sign that says, I can't breathe? Because you are not free.
That's right.
You are not free. You are not free. If you were free, police wouldn't drive past a known dope house as if it don't exist.
That's right.
Wait for you to make a call about a dope house that they know is there.
That's right.
If they cared about you, they would tell you why come they don't want a gang truth. The reason there will never be a gang truth, it's because millions of federal dollars come to the city. As long as there's a gang, there is federal funding. Understand what I'm saying to you. You are slaves if you don't understand how to fight to be free.
That's
why I said fight the power.
That's right.
Fight the power. So all of you who are white in this audience, you have a responsibility to speak to privilege and white supremacy. You have a responsibility. You have a responsibility tonight, when they post these videos of this rally, to get on every thread, every blog, and denounce white supremacy. You have a responsibility. If you are not denouncing that white privilege, you are part of the problem. Let me be very clear. Do black people benefit from racism?
No.
Do black people benefit from racism?
No!
Then it is impossible for a black person to be racist.
Yeah!
Y'all hear nothing I just said. If you cannot benefit from racism, you cannot be racist. It is impossible. It is impossible. The system is founded on the illusion of race.
That's right.
The illusion, even if you want to get away from it, when you fill out a job application, it asks you, what is your nationality? What is your race? They keep you in prison. They keep you enslaved by every document that you ever fill out. And you think you are free. Even your gender is not free. They're in your womb. The system is in your womb. I'm trying to express to you the absolute truth, because this sheriff's department, let me tell you, the sheriff is God in this city. According to the laws of this city, he is the God, and the only way you can get rid of this sheriff is to impeach him. It's a call for a voter recall, because the voters put the sheriff in power. The sheriff didn't put himself in power. The voters put the sheriff in power. And if you want to get rid of the sheriff, you have to impeach him. You have to make a voter recall. You have to sit with the attorney general and say he has to go.
Gotta go.
So what do you want?
Justice.
When do you want it?
Now.
What do you want?
Justice.
When do you want it?
Now.
The system is designed to tear all of us apart.
Yeah.
Trust me, if you are white, you are a victim of racism, because you have to maintain a racist society. That is the burden on your shoulders. So why would you not want to detest, to denounce every ounce, every fabric of racism as it exists in this country?
Tear it apart.
Completely apart.
Tear it apart.
And stop letting me, stop control the borders. Now they're trying to control immigration. If the Hispanic population left today, this country would fall. Yeah. Because they contribute to the economy. See, the mayor must, the sheriff must be having a heart attack. Because he's here in my state. And if that happens, don't blame me.
We can still impeach him.
Impeach the mayor if everybody guilty. We charge the sheriff with a crime against humanity. We charge the sheriff for crimes against humanity. We charge the sheriff with crimes against humanity. We want a judgment now. What is the verdict, say the people? What is the verdict, say the people? What is the verdict, say the people? Guilty on all charges. I sentence him to life.
Another meeting in reference to police brutality, so they welcome all of your input. Please come.
At what time?
Don't let this die. Is it 6:30? Please come. Don't let this die. And before we leave, when you go home, please make sure you take to social media and you continue the conversation.
That's right.
You continue the conversation that says we will not stop until justice is served.
Yeah.
No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace.
No justice, no peace.
No justice, no peace.
No justice,
no peace.
No justice,
no peace.
All right, guys, I want to respect
my heart. So they know when the next one is.
According to Stacey, please go to We the People Oklahoma and like the page, and we're going to be posting information. And keep in mind, this is a people's movement. This is not about our group. This is not about your group.
Right.
This is about all groups.
Yeah.
Because we all are human.
Jeremy Lake, because Kepler is going to be coming up for court.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We got to be on top of that.
Okay, guys. Before we leave, I want to be respectful of everyone's time. I know this is a work week. If anyone wanted to say something really quick before we leave, please let me know.
I have a question. Okay, are we going to be here for any pending trials or rallies to show support?
Right now, I don't want to answer that, Arlene, because I'm not sure what the group is going to decide on Thursday, and they can take that information there. So, okay? All right, guys. Thank you for coming out. Please be safe.
Don't let this die.
Please be safe. And listen, one more thing. When you see a police officer, take out your phone and start recording them.
That's right. You have every right to go.
Record all interactions. Do not let a police officer tell you cannot record. Record all interactions. If it was not for the guy who recorded that event in South Carolina, we wouldn't even have this discussion. So thank God that he recorded this information. So record all police interactions. You have the power. You have the power. Be safe, guys.
Thank you.
12:30 in the morning. It's 12:30 in the morning where I'm at. I need to get some rest. I hope you do too. Be kind to yourself. It may be that. That's the only person that's going to be kind to you. Be good to yourself. I look forward to hearing from you tomorrow. There will be some vigils in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You can look at the Tulsa World and AME, the First Presbyterian Church, I think, downtown, as well as having one. Different hours. And today is a day of celebration. All those hard hours. Turning in 8,600 or 860 signatures. We needed 5,000. So we'll go on here and see what the judge says at the end of the 30 days. Or maybe we'll get lucky. Maybe he'll let us know his decision before 30 days are up. But be good to yourselves. Look forward to hearing from you tomorrow. The phone number is 323-870-4626. I haven't really scheduled a whole bunch of shows, but I think I will. So when you call that number, it'll tell you how long before the next show is. So I thank you for listening, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Again, I thank you.
Don't ask, let's sing it twice.
Glad it has got to go.